Right, so hopefully you can see how the chocolate's tied in earlier. Do I need to move? Because I'm sound like I'm hitting a bit. Is that better? But before we start talking about the rest of the reading, I'm going to have a little quiz. So the PowerPoint should be coming up, and I have got some pictures of different trees. So if we have the first picture up, I wonder who can guess the tree from this picture? Any suggestions? A green one. It is very green. Now, youth bands may have seen some of these slides earlier with the answers. So unless you actually know it, we've had some suggestions of apple tree. Maybe this next picture will help us. On the next slide, what have we got? We have got some apples. Well done. It's an apple tree. I wonder about this next tree that comes up. So we're going to guess what this tree is. Any suggestions? Orange, we've got orange, we've got lemon. So you think it might be something citrusy. We're going to go on to the next slide. It is a lemon tree. Right, I'm going to test the adults with this one. So if you are over the age of 18, or sorry, if you're under the age of 18, I want you to be really, really quiet. Anybody over the age of 18, you're going to try and guess. So what is this tree? It may not be that clear from far away. No, a horse chestnut. These have all got food that you can eat. So it makes fruit that you can eat. Right, shall we have a look at the next slide? And we've got a cherry tree. And our last picture. I wonder if anyone can work out what this tree is. Oh, it's not staying there. It doesn't like to stay there. There we go. Oh, Joyce knows. It's not a chestnut tree. Liz. Avocado, not avocado. Might be a bit similar to avocado in the sense of the stone in the middle. Pear, not a pear tree. We've had some.
Banana.
Not banana. We've had the right answer, Mark. From the middle row, it's a mango tree. There you go, with some mangoes. Excellent. Well done, everybody. Now, to be fair, until I Googled these, I did not know what a lot of these trees look like. If you might have an apple tree or a plum tree or pear tree or something like that in your garden, you might be able to recognise what it is. If you know a lot about plants by their leaves, you might be able to work out what it is. But for most of us, we need to see what the fruit, what the tree makes, what it does, what it produces, the fruit that's on there for us to tell what the tree is. And I was thinking that is a little bit like us and our actions. The things that we do show who we are. Because James, he was talking all about actions, wasn't he? He's saying, don't make some people more important than others. Actually, if you see somebody suffering or you see a need, don't just say, oh, I hope God blesses you and walk away. There are times that the only thing we can do is pray. But there are other times when actually we need to show with our actions and do something differently. So if we want to take you back to the beginning of the summer, when it was nice and sunny and hot, and it was lovely, and the World Cup was on. Who was watching the World Cup back in the summer? Oh, we've got a few hands. Now, I want you to imagine this is the first time you've ever seen football played. And you go, oh, this is really exciting. Look at all these people playing football. Wow, I'm going to find a team to support. And you choose a team. But then you don't go to any of their matches, You don't watch them when they play on TV. You know nothing about the players or the managers. You don't own the kit. You don't do the songs. Are your actions matching up by what you're saying that you're supporting that team? They don't really show, do they? They don't really seem the same. You say you're a supporter, but you do nothing that a supporter would do. On the other hand, if actually you follow that team around the country, maybe even going to other countries to watch them play, if you know all the facts and stats and figures about the different players and the people involved in the club, if you sing the songs, if you dress head to toe in the football kit and decorate your face, you showing that you are a supporter of that team. So I've got one more picture because I wonder if you can work out which team these people support. Any guesses? England. They support England. And you can tell that by looking at them. You can see it through their actions that they're doing what they say. Further on in the James reading, which we didn't read today, in verse 18, he says, I will show you my faith by what I do. So it's not just words, it's words and actions. Now, I want to make it really clear that we cannot earn our way to God. The things that we do, we can't get to God that way. It's not like, oh, if I pray 10 times a day and read the Bible and go to church every week, I'm going to get back to God. Because we can't. It's only by Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection that we can know God, by God's grace and God's love. But when we come to know God, when we are friends with him, there should be a change in us, a change in our hearts, and it should show through our actions. We need to become, well, we should become more like Jesus. After all, the name Christian means little Christ. So that's for us to do. If we say we have faith in God, then we need to do what Jesus did. And what did Jesus do? Has anybody got any suggestions of what Jesus did? No suggestions of what Jesus did. Right, I'm going to hand that over to the Kira. We might have a little bit of teaching to do now. I'm sure you all know lots. So, firstly, Jesus talked about God with people, didn't he? Everywhere he went, he was talking about God and he spoke about the kingdom of God. But more than that, his actions matched his words. As everywhere he went talking about God, he also showed God. If you've got your bulletin here on the front, it gives you the other readings for today. And if you read the gospel reading, we've got two times that Jesus did healings. One, he healed a little girl, and one, he healed a man so he could hear and he could speak. But that's not it. Jesus did so many healings, and quite often it's just a little verse. And Jesus healed many people, but we know he did so many healings. He did miracles of provision. He brought peace to storms. He spent time with everyone. Not those who were popular, not those who were important or had lots of money, but he went around with loads of different people. People who are lonely. People who are left out and excluded. People who are different. Jesus is the visible image of an invisible God. And we are called to be like him. So I wonder, how much do our actions show God to others? If you have an apple tree, but it never ever produces any apples, it's not really very much of an apple tree. So I wonder the things that we do. How do we show God to others? How do we share God's love with others? How do we step out in faith and have offer to pray for people or tell people that we go to church, that we believe in God? How do we do those things that are hard? What kind of fruit does your faith produce? We're going to have a little moment reflecting on this now, and we're going to hand round some pieces of paper fruit. And then we're going to have some trees for you to stick them on. And we've got some different things for you to think about on there. Because maybe there's something that you've been praying for a really long time, but it's hard to see how God is going to act. It's hard to see for the situation to change in the way you want it to change. And maybe we need to be praying, saying, well, actually, God, I'm really struggling with this. I really want to see you acting in this place. This is a fruit that I want to see come. Maybe it's for somebody to getting better. Maybe it's for a change in situation. Maybe it's struggling with work and you need God to get involved. Maybe there's something that you know that you find hard to do, like offering to pray for somebody, maybe telling people that you go to church, and you're saying, God, I would like you to help me with this. I know this is something that I find hard. Or maybe this is something you go, actually, I just want to see God at work doing this. Maybe seeing, I just want to see healings. I just want to see miracles. I want to see words of knowledge. And so we're going to write these up and as our fruit for things that we want to see for God to work in our lives and the lives of our friends and family. While we do this, we're going to have a song playing in the background about, it says, a God who moves the mountains. Because nothing is too big for God. Nothing is impossible for God. God can do all things. And if we trust him and ask him to help us, he will. We may not see the results in the way we want it to be, but we know that God is still with us. So let's take some time to think about our different fruit that we'd like in our lives.
Yeah.